Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
Episode 12, The Little Birdhouse Wobbled. Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and today Lincoln is trying to build a tiny house with a tiny red door. Ready? Let's stomp on in.
Do you smell the pine? Close your eyes for a second. Fresh wood, warm sun, and a tiny chorus of sparrows practicing their songs.
Lincoln whispers his plan like a secret. He tiptoes to the shed, clutching a tiny hammer and very big hopes.
He imagines a bright birdhouse, a tiny red door, a snug little roof, a place for sparrows to nap. It matters because making things with care is one way we show love for the world around us.
Lincoln measures a plank twice, breathes out, and whispers, "Perfect!" But then Tank wanders by with a hammer the size of a boulder. It thumps the ground with a friendly boom.
Whoa-ho! That's my kind of hammer!
Lincoln tucks his little hammer under his wing and smiles tight. He wants this to be his surprise project, just his. So he waves a polite no thanks and keeps working.
Rexy appears with a jar of paint that catches the sun like a tiny rainbow. She can't resist adding a sparkle or two. The paint wobbles, a dot flicks, and, oh, a cheerful sparkle lands right on Lincoln's neat edge.
Oopsie, sparkles.
Lincoln's jaw sets. "I wanted it perfect," he mutters, and he hurries on. He hammers a nail that should go in neat and steady, but the plank gives a tiny wobble, and the birdhouse leans a little to one side.
The sky is soft blue with puffy clouds when a little wind sneaks over the grass and makes the chimes hum. At first, Lincoln thinks how lovely it sounds, but the gust grows a bit stronger and the half-built house gives a wobble that makes his tummy flip-flop.
The birdhouse tilts. A few raindrops begin to pitter like tiny drums on the roof. Lincoln grabs the birdhouse with both hands and whispers, "Stay, please stay."
Just then, Mama T-Rex steps out, humming a tune that feels like a warm blanket. She bends down without scolding and steadies a plank with careful, sure hands. London pops out, holding a tiny umbrella like it's the most important job in the world, and says, "I can keep the paint dry."
Tank arrives with a grin and a silly little song. He lifts a plank as if it were a feather and says, "We'll lift together." Lincoln watches as his friends set down ideas and tools like a careful puzzle. A clamp here, an extra nail there, a second pair of eyes to check the tiny red door.
They rebuild a little differently. Mama T-Rex lines up a plank so it won't wobble. Rexy suggests a tiny roof lip so rain will fly off. Lincoln's eyes light off because he wouldn't have thought of that on his own.
London holds the umbrella steady while Lincoln paints the tiny red door. And this time, someone steadies his paintbrush, so the red is neat and bright. He still helped. His hands added the final sweet touch, but it was shared.
Lincoln feels something new and soft in his chest, pride that grows when others share the work. He laughs a small, surprised laugh and says, "Thank you. That helps so much." His friends clap and cheer with tiny dinosaur cheers that sound almost like happy hiccups.
When the rain stops, the air smells freshly washed. The birdhouse sits on the fence, sturdier, a touch more sparkly, and with a tiny red door that swings just right. A sparrow peeks in, blinks, and seems to nod its approval. Lincoln whispers, "Welcome home," and his friends beam back.
There's a story that reminds us, when we build on something strong, we keep what we love safe. That's a little like how Lincoln and his friends work together, careful, kind, and steady.
Have you ever tried to do something all by yourself and then decided to ask a friend? What happened? Or who could you ask next time you need a hand?
Maybe a parent, a teacher, or a good friend. If you'd like, tell someone at home about Lincoln's little red door and the sparkle of paint. Share a time you helped someone or when someone helped you. Those stories make our hearts grow too.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and Friends. If you enjoyed Lincoln's Birdhouse, tap subscribe so you don't miss our next cozy adventure. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and Friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den!